This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night, a four-day virtual affair they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was one of the evening's headliners.
In the midst of all of this, we have a president who is not only incapable of addressing these crises, but is leading us down the path of authoritarianism.
During his own campaign stop in Minnesota on Monday, President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speeches, saying there's nothing very exciting about it.
You know, I noticed at their convention tonight, these are all taped speeches. Michelle Obama's speech is taped. Why don't they tell me that I'll tape my speech next week? I'll tape it. It's a lot easier.
More than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in the presidential election. As to how this story is playing out nationally, Sagar Magani has this.
The House is preparing an emergency vote to stop mail delivery interruptions and service changes, which Democrats warn could make it harder to vote in the November election, with an expected flood of mail-in ballots. President Trump is flatly denying he's ordered delivery delays.
Wouldn't do that. Now, I have encouraged everybody. Speed up the mail, not slow the mail.
But Democrats and even some Republicans say actions by new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump ally and a major GOP donor, have hurt Americans who rely on the Postal Service for prescription drugs and other needs. DeJoy will now testify at a hearing next Monday, and the Postal Service says it's stopped removing mailboxes and mail sorting machines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News.